You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I'm with my football friend, Dom Betts. Dom, you good?
I'm good, mate. Football's back.
Football is well and truly back. If you've not been listening to The Football Hour Manager Watch series, where have you been? Honestly, we're on episode 7 now. We're about to talk Everton Football Club. They have re-signed Wayne Rooney. Ronald Koeman has sadly had to let go Romelu Lukaku. I don't think it was so sad for Romelu Lukaku. He wanted to go. It looks like Ross Barkley's going to leave Everton as well, Dom. A lot of ins, a lot of outs. What have you made of Everton's summer under Ronald Koeman?
Well, the transfer window is reminding me a lot of the Gareth Bale situation at Spurs a few years ago. They sort of spent the money before they sold the player, which again is what Spurs did. They bought four or five players in, which is what Spurs did. But I feel like they might have spent the money a bit more wisely than Spurs did when they brought in. I know they brought in like Eriksen, Lamela, but then you also had the likes of Paulinho. But Everton, Jordan Pickford, a great young goalkeeper.
Rooney, is he needed? Pickford? Stecklenburg?
I think he was. Stecklenburg, I mean, I've seen him play when he played for Fulham for maybe a year or two. He was what Man City could have used because he's got good distribution of the ball, but he can't save. So, No. Yeah, he would have walked into Man City team. But, yeah, I think they needed a goalkeeper, like a young up-and-coming goalkeeper. Jordan Pickford was arguably bar Jermaine Defoe's Sunderland's best player last year. And if you're the team who finished bottom of the league, that's not really acceptable.
No, I think you're correct. Another signing, Michael Keane from Burnley, £25 million. He's a player I quite like, and I think Everton's a good club for him. They've needed a replacement for Jagielka for maybe, 18 months, 2 years? This guy seems like the right guy.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's looked at the transfer fee for both this and Pickford, but I think it's just the going rate now. If you want a young, up-and-coming, decent English player, you're going to have to be playing upwards of £25, £30 million.
How much do you think Ronald Koeman wanted Wayne Rooney? Or how much more did you think Wayne Rooney wanted Ronald Koeman to want Wayne Rooney?
It's obvious that Rooney wanted Koeman to want him, but Rooney is such a good player to just have around the club. His experience, like, he's Man United's all-time leading goal scorer, the biggest club in England. He's the national team's all-time leading goal scorer, all-time outfield player, appearance maker for the national side. I mean, just his experience in the dressing room is going to make these young players like Pickford, like Michael Keane, come on leaps and bounds. And I mean, he started his second Everton career pretty much as he started, but he's bagging goals.
So we're recording this on Monday the 14th of August, so we've been able to watch Everton's first game against Stoke City, who, tough opposition always under Mark Hughes. They were playing at home. We're talking about Wayne Rooney, and Football Hour fans know about mine and Dom's love for this player. And it's brilliant now he's left Manchester United and I can start liking him a lot more. As much as you can laugh at Wayne Rooney, and a lot of people, a lot of journalists have taken a lot of punts, a lot of cheap shots at Wayne Rooney. It was a very, very technical performance from him on Saturday, linking play, dropping deeper, but then bursting into the box. Dom, his goal was exceptional. He was the heartbeat of every part of that goal, and he just, that header, how he didn't head it over the bar is beyond me. It's a brilliant leap from obviously not a 6 foot player. He was the match winner. That's why Everton bought him. You've got to say, fair play.
Well, for a free transfer, it's a bit like the Ibrahimovic one for last season. You're getting a world class player, maybe not a world class player like the likes of Luis Suarez, Lewandowski, Ibrahimovic, but the timing of the run to get that header is perfection.
And I didn't think Dominic Calvert-Lewin had that cross in him. It was brilliant because he was playing right wing back. He's a striker for me. And I like their system. Three at the back, two really wide men, because you can get Baines going forward and not having to run back so many times to cover at left back because he's got another centre-half covering him. I like what Ronald Koeman's done there. Very, very smart management. Dom, where can he take this club?
I think they need like a cup run to, and maybe actually focus on the Europa League, because there's no other team who's going to finish seventh. If it is, it's going to be a team from the top six. It could be an Arsenal, it could be a City, it could be United, it could be a Liverpool.
Yeah.
So if Everton just, yes, focus on the league, but you don't really need to focus on the league that heavily.
Because you think they're definitely going to finish seventh.
Yeah, because the other teams, the other 13 teams in the league, they're nowhere near the quality they have. The next best team last season was Southampton, and Southampton hated their manager last year, even though on paper, on Love Island paper, he did do a good job, Claude Puel, at Southampton.
Yeah, Everton finished, for if you don't know, 15 points ahead of 8th position last year, which was filled by Southampton.
And I'm pretty sure the team in 8th were closer to 18th than they were to actually Everton in 7th. It was that ridiculous. And I mean, yeah, Everton, I think they'll finish in the top 7, no shadow of a doubt, this season. But I think, let's say they got to like the semi-finals of the Europa League, I think they could even reach the final.
Do you think?
If Fulham can reach the final, anyone can reach the final. Maybe even go for the League Cup or the FA Cup, because there's a couple of teams this season who have to win trophies. Everton aren't one of them, but it'd be great for the fans because they are a historic club within England.
Yeah.
And you like seeing them up there in the FA Cup. So I'm like, I remember, I've even been in a cup final since that one when they lost to Chelsea when Louis Saha scored after, what was it, 30 seconds or whatever.
Fastest FA Cup final goal, yeah. Dom, Ronald Koeman seems persistent in wanting to get Gylfi Sigurdsson from Swansea. If I asked you how much Gylfi Sigurdsson was worth, market value, 2.5 months ago, before the summer started, before the transfer window opened, what price would you put him at?
25? Exact 25, at a max 30. Like, he's not young. And the thing is, what Everton need, if they want to break into the top six, isn't a player like Gylfi Sigurdsson. Because I was speaking to some Spurs fans, and they were like, he's a great player, but he's not a top six player. He's a top 10 player. And that's, if Everton want to break into the top six, and maybe into the top four eventually, Sigurdsson's not the sort of player they need to be spending £50 million on.
Well, that's what we're talking about, Football Hour friends. £50 million for Gylfi Sigurdsson. Ask yourself the question whilst you're listening to this pod. Do you really think he's worth that? I think the only person, well, the only people who think he's worth that seem to be Everton, and they're persisting with him. I'd look somewhere else with that money. I don't know where, but you could get Riyad Mahrez, who I think's probably a level above Sigurdsson. Sigurdsson is brilliant at free kicks, at set pieces. Everton have Wayne Rooney. They have got Leighton Baines, Sandro Ramirez, all brilliant dead ball takers. Do they need this lad? I'm not sure. I think you could, if you're going to spend that much money, you could look somewhere else to spend it. Dom, you can't talk about Everton without talking about Ross Barkley. Maybe we will soon. He looks certain to leave as of recording this. He's not left yet. Why has he not kicked on like we thought he would, like Wayne Rooney did 15 years ago when he went into the Everton side? Why has this lad not made the progression?
I think it's got to be something mentally, to be perfectly honest, because there's nothing I've seen like that why he couldn't reach the potential. Like, he's got the ability, we've seen that. He just doesn't perform it ever on a consistent basis for me, and maybe he hasn't had the right manager to spur him on. If he was, like, at Spurs, maybe Pochettino could do what he's done with the likes of Dele Alli, Harry Kane, even the likes of Kyle Walker and Danny Rose, and now Kyle Walker Part 2.
I'm a bit upset with Ross Barkley for his sake, really, because you've got to say it's got to be his fault. He had so much talent at the age of 16, 17. Everyone knew this kid was going to be special, but he just leveled out, completely not made any progress in, what is he now, 24? Is he 24 years old, Barkley? Let me have a look.
He's been at the same level for about 4 years, I'd argue. And he hasn't really improved at all.
23 years old. So he's still got time to improve.
Yeah, but then you look at the age of Dele Alli. Dele Alli's, what, 3 years younger than him? And everyone assumed, maybe 2 years younger than him. I think Dele Alli is the same age as me, which is quite embarrassing.
So annoying, isn't it?
But then I look like, if he went to Spurs, could Pochettino unleash this? Like, everyone thought Barkley was going to be the next Gascoigne when he burst onto the scene. Everyone thought he was going to be that explosive character who's going to score one of the goals, who's going to run the attacking midfield, but he just simply hasn't done that.
In 2016, under Roberto Martinez, scored 8 Premier League goals. That's not too bad. If he can get that form back for Spurs, that's the player that they need. I think it could be a really good addition to the Spurs squad. Everton fans, you're listening to this. I don't get the feeling you're too worried about letting Barkley go. That's just what I'm hearing, that this guy is not being the special one that they thought he was going to be for their club. You know, sometimes you might used to have loved someone, but you can let them go, can't you? Everton then, Dom. Everyone's saying they've had a brilliant summer. We started saying they've had a brilliant, brilliant summer. Everyone said they've splashed the cash. They've only spent a net spend of 7 mil.
And also, I think they've got one of the bargains of the summer in Sandro Ramirez up front.
Yeah. Tell me about this player from Spain.
He's just a great all-round striker. I couldn't tell you what he's exactly exceptional at, because he's not exceptional at anything, but you know he's going to score goals.
Great technique.
Yeah, great technique. It's different to a Harry Kane player who gets goals. Because Harry Kane, you wouldn't argue he's the best technically gifted player, but Sandro Ramirez has just got a bit of everything about him, I'd argue. And for the price they paid, I think it was very, very minimal fee. And it's just, yeah, I think it's a great, great bit of business. Because obviously Rooney won't be the number nine. We all knew that. With Rooney and possibly Sigurdsson in behind him, he's just going to be getting goals left, right and centre.
Yeah, and a very versatile player. Can play right wing, centre forward as the lone one, or in a partnership, and at number 10, £5 million. You just think, what are Premier League clubs doing if Everton can find a gem like that for 5 million? Where's the scouting system? I know that was his release clause, and Malaga are an absolute idiot.
I know, because obviously there's the rule in Spain where every single player needs to have a release clause.
Yeah.
That's like a rule they have out there. But I mean, there's clearly much better value in Europe than there is in the likes of England, because if you look at Liga, you got Julian Seri from Nice, who's probably only worth about 20-30 mil. You got Cyprian as well from Nice, and yeah, I think English clubs need to start scouting these foreign leagues. I know you need homegrown quota, we want to see the English players coming through, but if it means spending the likes of 30-40 mil on a player who's probably worth like 10 or 12 mil, then really I see you might as well go abroad, because again, we all say it, but football is a business, and a club isn't going to want to spend 50 mil when you can get the same quality player abroad for a quarter of the price.
Exactly. Dom, you've spoken about the Europa League. Where do you think they'll finish in the Europa League this season?
I think they'll at least get to the quarters, but it depends how serious Koeman's going to take this, because I hope he brings his Ajax or Dutch mentality to it, where every competition is important. I hope he does, because I don't like people disregarding Europa League, because
it's so disrespectful.
Because maybe to an Arsenal or United, it's not the best competition in the world, but for when we got there, it was like, wow, we're playing European football. This is amazing. So I think
you should see the smile on his face.
But like, teams just need to start taking it more seriously. Like, Borough got to UEFA Cup final, but them fans have been loving it.
Yeah.
When we got to the final, even Liverpool and Chelsea didn't care until the semis. And even in the year we got to the final, Liverpool were in it as well. They dropped down from the Champions League and they got knocked out by Atletico in the semis as well. So I think, yes, I understand in the group stage it's a bit tedious to play in the likes of teams from, I don't know, Liechtenstein, Moldova or whatever, Bulgaria, Russia, whatever. But like, there are some big teams in this tournament every single season. So take it seriously. It's a big trophy. And now, if you win it, you get into the Champions League. And that is, I think, going to be the only way Everton can really make the Champions League this year.
Can they win it?
I don't see a reason why they can't. On their day, they're an exceptional side. With the European experience, Rooney has a winning Champions League with Manchester United. Ronald Koeman, just what he achieved as a player. I think they should take the competition seriously.
I think they will. I think they can go far in the competition. But there's a lot of good teams in that Arsenal, for one, if they want to take it seriously. Everton in the league, where are they finishing? Tell the listeners what you said to me. You think that Everton are going to be the best ever side to what?
Finish seventh. Because although I believe they can finish in the top six, I just think they don't quite have enough. Like, I can't see any reason why they can't finish above Arsenal. I really don't see that. Because on their day, they're both two excellent sides, but I feel like Everton have more their days than Arsenal have their days.
I'm as less confident about Everton's season as you are. I think they're going to finish 8th behind Leicester. I think Leicester will finish 7th. I think they've got a lot more goals in them. I like all the signings Leicester have made, maybe a little bit more than Everton's. I think the signings Leicester have made, Ibora, brilliant signing. Vardy's back on form, Iheanacho. I think there's more goals in that side than Everton's side.
Yeah, I just don't see Shakespeare lasting the season. I honestly don't. I think because they've got a very, very hard run of games in, I think, from now basically, because obviously they started at Arsenal away, and how they didn't get anything out of that game, I don't really know.
Insane game.
Yeah, ridiculous game. But I think Everton is 7th. I think Leicester will be up there with them. It's just I think Everton have just got more leadership qualities within the side, and I think the experience of Koeman and the experience of Rooney, experience of like Leighton Baines, I think they're just going to be the best ever finish, okay, best ever team to finish seventh in the league.
Dom thinks seventh, I think eighth. Dom, when we're doing the manager watch series in 12 months' time, will Ronald Koeman be the man we're talking about?
I believe so.
Still at Everton?
Yeah, because I think he believes there's a project there. I think he believes there isn't a ceiling like there was at Southampton. There is obviously a ceiling for every single club, unless you're Real Madrid or Barcelona. But yeah, I think he will still be there next year because I think he believes he can take them into that top six. I think he genuinely believes that.
Okay, brilliant. It's been brilliant chatting Everton. This has been the Manager Watch series. We've been talking about Ronald Koeman. Up next on the series, we are going to be speaking about the Saints, the boys from the South Coast, Southampton, and their new manager,
Mauricio Pellegrino.
There we go. We're going to be talking about him, that man, on the next episode of Manager Watch series. Get subscribed to the podcast so when that pod is released, it will fall exactly into your podcast arms and you can just listen to it and love it like you do every pod. I've been Alex Mearns. That was Dom Betts. We'll see you very shortly.